I spoke with David Hughes, the pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Christchurch on the South Island in New Zealand, and I began by asking him to tell us how that work began.
Grace Baptist Church began in February of 1995 when two families left the Evangelical Presbyterian Church to found Grace Baptist Church. They were accompanied by two young single men, and the work remained in those sorts of numbers for about a year before a few others began attending. And when I arrived to work in the church in September of 1996, there were about 16 people meeting together regularly on the Sunday morning. Over the intervening 3.5 years, that number has grown to about 36 people, including children, and we meet regularly on Sunday mornings, twice monthly on Sunday evenings, and with two weekly Bible study prayer meeting groups.
So of that 36, how many would be church members?
There are currently 12 members with children as well there of those members, and another family that is in regular attendance who are considering membership.
So it's been considerable growth really in those years you've been here.
Yes, there has. When I arrived in the church in September 96, the church wasn't constituted formally. There was no eldership and membership. And so since then, the church has certainly become established. We still require support from other churches to function, but nevertheless, there has been a great growth and strengthening of the work in the last 3.5 years.
Yeah, it's good to see how the Lord has blessed the ministry, isn't it?
It is. It's been tremendous just to see him working, because during that time a lot of people have come and gone as well, and yet there has been a steady growth, and the Lord has really blessed the commitment of the people who have joined, and especially the vision of those first two families who left a good church to start something that they believed the Lord wanted them to do.
David, perhaps we could widen the discussion there. Perhaps you could tell me a little bit about the general Reformed Baptist scene in New Zealand, how many churches there are, how many small groups and so on, how the work is going.
The Reformed Baptist churches in New Zealand date back to 1973, when the first church was established. That's the Sovereign Grace Reformed Baptist Church in Auckland. Now there are 7 established churches with another fellowship recently begun in the capital city, Wellington. The churches have been started at different times over the years. Shortly after Sovereign Grace started, the Emmanuel Church started in Auckland. That was in 74. The next church began in 1980 in Hamilton. And then ourselves in Christchurch in 95. A church in Tauranga just last year. And then there's possibly a new fellowship in Wellington, beginning, and hopefully will be established as a church in the not too distant future.
Because there aren't large numbers of churches, you're obviously widely spaced apart. How does interchurch fellowship really develop in that situation?
Well, obviously the geographical distance does present problems for the churches in terms of things like joint conferences. That can be difficult, and though we're small in number, there's still the diversity in the churches as you have in the United Kingdom or the USA. And so, though we're all Reformed Baptist churches, each one is distinct, each one is different, each one has a different emphasis, different vision slightly. And so cooperation isn't taken for granted, that we'll all agree to do the same thing at the same time. And so some of us work together to bring men out from other countries to teach and preach and speak at conferences. Other churches choose to do that as individual fellowships. But there is a fairly good relationship between all the churches to differing degrees. Some of us have a lot more to do with each other. Others of us get together maybe just once a year, or it may just be the leaders in the churches who are able to get together. But the geographical distance is the main problem with churches hundreds of kilometers apart. It makes it very difficult to cooperate together in any meaningful way.
You mentioned just now vision there. What would be your own vision for the work in Christchurch? And perhaps you could add to that one or two things folks could pray about in the UK.
Well, obviously, with being a young church and a fairly small church, we long to be self-supporting and able to not only release supporting churches from their obligation to us so that they can support other works, but that we ourselves would be able to be active in supporting missionaries and in supporting other churches. So that would be an immediate thing that we'd be looking for. But we also have a longing to reach out into other areas of the South Island. Apart from ourselves, there's the Reformed Baptist Church in Timaru, which is 2 hours' drive south of us. But there are no other Reformed Baptist churches in the whole of the South Island. And we would like to see other churches established. There is a possibility that we ourselves may be able to begin a work in a village just 20 minutes south of Christchurch, where we have a family living, and that's something that we're considering doing. But there are so many areas in New Zealand that have nothing, that we'd love to see other Reformed Baptist churches started up. We'd value prayers for our own fellowship. At the moment, we're looking at appointing new leaders to help the existing eldership, and we'd value prayers for guidance from the Lord in that. We'd value prayers that people would come into the fellowship, that Christians would come in and be committed to it and strengthen the work, and that non-Christians would come in and that they would hear the gospel and that they would respond with faith and again be added to our number so that the church can grow and strengthen and be involved in serving the Lord in the community and further afield.
David, thanks very much indeed.